are Locked On Yankees, your daily New York Yankees podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome.
You are listening to the Locked On Yankees podcast, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Stacey Gottsoulias, and I'm the host of Locked On Yankees. I'm a baseball writer turned podcast host, and you may have read my work at places like Baseball Prospectus, the Hardball Times, and the ESPN Sweet Spot blog. You can find me on Twitter at StaceGotts, or you can find me at the Locked On Yankees handle, all one word. Please feel free to tweet questions or comments to either account. If you're a new listener, hello and welcome. If you're a returning listener, welcome back. I hope you all enjoy today's episode. I will be filling you in on who the Yankees tendered, who they non-tendered. Most of the predictions I made on yesterday's show came out to be true. And I'm going to do something that I just thought of about 5 minutes ago. Major League Baseball sent out a survey. I got it through Yankees.com. And we're going to fill that out today. So I'm going to go through all the questions and the answers and express my thoughts about the current state of baseball. But first, you can get Locked On Yankees and all other Locked On podcasts straight to your phone in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On Yankees. So the Yankees had a bunch of players who have fewer than 6 years of service time, who were tendered contracts for the 2021 season. They agreed to terms on contracts with Luis Sessa and Ben Heller. They've non-tendered Jonathan Holder. Aaron Judge, Gio Urshela, Luke Voit, Chad Green, Gleyber Torres, Clint Frazier, Miguel Andujar, and Jordan Montgomery were all tendered contracts. Sanchez, whose birthday was yesterday, as I mentioned, is expected to receive a raise over the $5 million he would have earned in a typical 162-game season in 2020. Now, the Yankees believe that he swung the bat better than his numbers indicated in 2020. I don't know if they were watching the same Gary Sanchez that we were all watching in 2020. I understand that you want your player to believe in himself and have confidence, but we all watched Gary Sanchez last season. We all saw him flailing away at the ball, not making adjustments at the plate, and looking absolutely horribad. So I don't know what they were seeing, but I'm rooting for Sanchez because a good Gary Sanchez will help the Yankees win a lot of games. So let's just cross our fingers that they'll figure out what the hell was wrong with him in 2020 and that he'll bounce back in 2021. Now, apparently across the league, 59 players were tendered contracts and 59 were non-tendered. So that's a nice symmetry, I guess. Jonathan Holder, as I said, was not. So he was non-tendered. He was 3-0 with a 4.98 ERA in 18 appearances in 2020. He's 10-6 with a 4.38 ERA in 157 career appearances with the Yankees from 2016 to 2020. So it's not surprising that he was non-tendered, and it wasn't surprising that they tendered contracts to Ben Heller and Luis Sessa. As much as people complain about Luis Sessa, he is valuable in his own way. Okay, so let's get into this survey. On the first page, it says, Major League Baseball would like to know what you think about the game of baseball and your perceptions of the league, teams, and players. This survey is confidential and will only be used to help Major League Baseball understand fan opinions and guide important decisions in the future. It will take approximately 5 to 7 minutes. We appreciate your valuable feedback. I really hope the confidential survey police doesn't come after me for doing this survey on a podcast. Whatever. How do you feel about baseball? Love it, like it, don't like it, hate it. I love baseball as much as I complain about the sport of baseball. I love it and know that it can be better. I just don't feel like it'll be better under its current leadership, if that makes sense. So I'm just going to mark down love it. About how old were you when you first became interested in baseball? I was 5 or younger. The choices are 5 or younger, 6 to 12, 13 to 17, 18 to 24, 25 or older. I started watching baseball with my dad on his lap, and even though I didn't know what the hell I was watching, I knew that he liked it because he was cheering and getting upset and being happy and whatever else was happening during the game. So, how did you first get introduced to baseball? Select all that apply. The choices are my friend's interest got me into it, attending baseball games, playing baseball or softball, listening to games on the radio, one or more family members got me into it, my spouse partner got me into it, enjoying movies, TV shows, books related to baseball, I lived in a place where baseball was important to a lot of people, watching games on TV, other, specify. I picked attending games, listening to them on the radio, one or more family members got me into it, again, my dad, and watching games on TV. That's pretty easy. With which family members did you initially share an interest in baseball? Father. They give you a lot of choices here. Uncle, cousins, father, mother, grandmother, brother, grandfather, aunts, sisters, other. Which of the following best describes your feelings about baseball since you first became interested? Grown over time, stayed about the same over time, gone up and down at different times, faded over time. I would say gone up and down at different times because there were times where I was more interested in basketball than I was in baseball. That was more around college. I was really into basketball. I still loved baseball, but yeah, there were times when I wasn't paying as much attention to baseball. Okay, here's the thing. What is your favorite baseball team? What is your second favorite baseball team if you have one? What is your third favorite baseball team if you have one? People, the word favorite is one above all. You have one favorite. You don't have three favorites. I don't care. If you think that you do, you don't. You have one favorite baseball team. Okay? Thank you. I understand that people move and they start to root for the team in the city in which they live. That's natural. But you have one favorite baseball team. Just one. That's what the word means. You can have a favorite baseball team and you can pull for other teams. That's how it works. The next question is, please indicate in the space provided the average number of times you have done the following each year, excluding 2020, obviously, because we couldn't go anywhere in 2020. So it's attended games, watched games on TV or streaming service, listened to games on the radio or streaming service. And the choices are 1 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 9, nice, and 10 plus. Now, this is tough because I used to go to a lot more games when I was younger and I had season tickets. And the past few years, I've only gone to one or two games. So attended 1 to 2 games, watched 10 plus games, obviously, and listened. I only listened to games maybe 3 to 5 times. I'm not a big radio listener. No offense to John Sterling and Susan Waldman. I sometimes listen to music while I'm watching games because I don't even want to hear anything. I did that during the playoffs because I found that I didn't like any of the booths. I didn't like TBS. I certainly didn't like Fox. And it's funny, I've grown to like Joe Buck over time, but John Smoltz is unbearable. Before we continue the survey, if you're the type of baseball fan that can't help but get giddy over prospects, we have the podcast for you. Locked On MLB Prospects, hosted by minor league play-by-play voice Aram Layton, is the only daily podcast devoted entirely to the stars of tomorrow. With team-focused farm system breakdowns, prospect rankings, and interviews with some of the brightest up-and-comers in the game, Locked On MLB Prospects is the best way to stay plugged in on the future of your favorite team. Subscribe today wherever you get your podcasts. So now the survey is having us arrange our favorite sports leagues in order. I did it MLB, NBA, NFL, NHL, MLS. Why did you choose your favorite sports league? They have a whole bunch of answers here. I picked, I can watch it often. It keeps me engaged, entertained. It was my parents' favorite. Actually, I think basketball was my dad's favorite, which is why I liked basketball so much too. Are you a fan of any other baseball league or alternate format? So the choices are college baseball, Mexican baseball, Japanese, Korean, Olympic teams, World Baseball Classic, none of the above, other. I don't watch them often, but when I do, I have fun watching them. I like watching Japanese and Korean baseball. It's fun. I've watched Mexican baseball. I don't really pay attention to college baseball. We didn't really have a college baseball team. in my school or a football team. So, Division 3, baby. Then they ask, why are you a fan of these other leagues or game formats? I'm just going to write because they're fun. Oh boy. What words would you use to describe baseball? There's that small part of me that wants to be obnoxious right now. Okay, I'm skipping that question for now. What aspects of baseball make it better than other leagues? I said, I don't know that there are any aspects that make it better than other leagues. What words would you use to describe MLB? Money hungry, sides with billionaires, trying to kill the game by eliminating the minor leagues, could be better at marketing their star players, should penalize billionaires for being cheap and not spending money on their teams. I'm sure they'll love that answer. What words would you use to describe your favorite team? They're the most hated team in baseball and possibly professional sports? How's that? Does that work? I think that works. Oh, okay. If you could recommend one change to make the game of baseball more appealing, what would it be? Here are your choices. Faster paced, better broadcasters, announcers, more music, entertainment, more freedom for player expression, so this includes uniform changes, socks, etc. More access to watching games on TV, less emphasis on baseball's unwritten rules, expanded playoffs, division realignment, greater access to players, i.e. mic'd up on the field, dugout interviews, autographs, other. Just one? I can't just pick one. Because I want better broadcasters, announcers. I want more freedom for player expression. It's silly that these guys can't wear funky cleats and stuff like that. I think that would make the game so much better. Like when they have Players Weekend and they get to wear those jerseys that have their nicknames on the back, the guys seem so much looser than normal. You know what I mean? Like, MLB is so uptight. This drives me crazy. Less emphasis on baseball's unwritten rules, yes. More access to watching games on TV, yes. Expanded playoffs, not necessarily. Division realignment, yes. I'm going to have my brother on here one day because he has an idea and he's had an idea for this for years. And I think it'd be interesting for you guys to hear his ideas. Greater access to players. I like when they're mic'd up. I don't like the dugout interviews, especially on ESPN, because I feel like ESPN does too much to take away from the actual game broadcast, and it's more about everything other than the game. That's a bit of a problem. If there's a balance between showing the game and showing other stuff, then that would be fine. Does that make sense? But I'm having trouble coming up with which one I'd pick. Maybe I'll pick more freedom for player expression for now. When watching a game online or on TV, which of the factors below are important to your enjoyment of the game? Select all that apply. In-game analysis, statistics, my favorite team is playing, quality of the announcers, player expression, inclusion, a close game, watching with friends, family, other entertainment. And that includes mascot, gamification, music, etc. I like the in-game analysis. I obviously would prefer to watch my favorite team. I would prefer to listen to announcers who know what they're talking about, who don't complain about the game of baseball changing, and who welcome the changes to the game of baseball. John Smoltz. When attending a game, which of the following factors are important to your enjoyment of the game? Oh, okay, there's a lot. Historical significance of the ballpark, watching the players practice warm up, in-game entertainment, outcome of the game, promotion, giveaways, theme games, attending with family, friends, seating location, seeing the players up close, good value for the overall experience, activities to do around the ballpark, quality and affordable food drink options. I don't really care about the historical significance of the ballpark. I do wish that there was more time for us to see the players practice and warm up. In-game entertainment, I don't mind it. The outcome of the game, I guess, right? Attending, seating location, yes. I mean, I don't mind where I sit. Look, I like the upper deck. I like being way above everything. I don't need to be on top of everyone. Activities to do around the ballpark. Now, I do not have kids, but I know what it's like to have young kids at a ballpark and how they don't pay attention to the game. And if I were a parent, I would worry about activities to do around the ballpark. But since I am not a parent, I don't. Quality and affordable food drink options. Yes, that's a big one. Which of the following baseball-related activities have you done in the last year? Visit the MLB website. I visit that all the time. Attend MLB events, not this last year. MLB film room, I don't even know what that means. Visit a specific team's website. Yes, I visit Yankees.com like every day. Purchase merchandise? No. Participate in team loyalty program? No. Follow MLB on social media? Yes. MLB apps, do I have them? Yes. Follow a specific team on social media? Yes. Consume other baseball news? IG, ESPN, yes. Who is your favorite player currently in the league? I don't think I have a favorite player, really. I'll just say DJ LeMahieu, why not? He's about as close as I can get. Then it says, describe your favorite player in three words or less. I'm putting money. And that doesn't mean he makes money, that means he's money. Next question, are you familiar with the Let the Kids Play campaign? If so, what do you think about it? Yes, I am familiar with it. It says, never heard of it, sounds familiar, I agree, let the kids play, I do not agree with it. I can't imagine how many old people, if they can access a computer, are going to say, I do not agree with it. Anyway, I agree, let the kids play, that's my answer. Oh, now they're giving us quizzes on who people are? Oh boy. The first one is Christian Yelich. That's easy. He has an easy face. That is Tim Anderson, I believe. That is Fernando Tatis Jr. That's Mookie Betts. I know Mookie Betts' face. Come on. That is Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, Mike Trout. Okay, these are good. I mean, it's not that difficult to pick these guys out. I thought it would be. That's Acuna Jr. That's Alonso. I recognize that face anywhere. That is Lindor. Nice. Speaking of Lindor, he posted a picture of himself with a shaved face, which led some Yankee fans to think that maybe the Yankees are going after him, but maybe he just felt like shaving his face, people. Do I get, like, a prize for getting all this? Oh, God. What is your age? Under 12, 12 to 7? Well, why would an under 12-year-old be on the computer? Do kids under 12 go on the computer? I don't even know. 12 to 17, 18 to 24, 25 to 34, 35, 44. Oh, God. I'm in the 45, 54 box. That's depressing. What gender do you identify as? Well, as of lately, I am neither male nor female. So there you go. I appreciate MLB's efforts at being inclusive. I actually really appreciate that. And it just asks, you know, what do you identify as? I'm white or Caucasian. How many children? None. Why do they need to know my household income? How dare you? Okay, so then you fill in your income, where you live. Well, they ask where you grew up and then where you live, which it's the same for me. So I'm all done. Survey's done. Now, I was able to identify all the players. I think if you watch enough baseball, you'll be able to identify all those players. Those are guys that are focused on a lot, but I still feel like MLB needs to do better marketing their superstars. I also think that it's a crime that Mike Trout is on a team that isn't actively trying to help him get to the playoffs. Anyway, if you got that survey, fill it out and help MLB figure out what they need to do to make the game of baseball better. So that's it for this episode of Locked On Yankees, which is part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'd like to remind you that you can subscribe to this show in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Himalaya, Spotify, Stitcher, or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And when you get into your car, you can tell your smart device to play podcast Locked On MLB Prospects. One more thing, if you could be so kind, please rate the podcast and spread the word about this podcast to your fellow Yankee fans. We would really appreciate it. Enjoy your Thursday, and I will talk to you all tomorrow.